Nathaniel Rich wrote Odds Against Tomorrow. The protagonist is a boy genius who spins out worst-case scenarios and sells his elaborate calculations to corporations. But not even he predicts that a hurricane will inundate New York. And, of course, Rich had no idea his novel would be so timely.
Yeah, it was eerie. But I think this is the time that we live in now. You know, we live in this time where our worst fears are being realized regularly.
Rich's novel, out this month, is the latest in what seems to be an emerging literary genre. Over the past decade, more and more writers have begun to set their novels and short stories in worlds not unlike our own, where the Earth's systems are noticeably off-kilter.
I think we need a new type of novel to address the new type of reality, which is that we're headed towards something terrifying and large and transformative. And it's the novelist's job to try to understand what is that doing to us.
Of course, science fiction with an environmental bent has been around since the 1960s. Think The Drowned World by J.G. Ballard. But sci-fi usually takes place in a dystopian future. Cli-fi happens in a dystopian present.